Burnaby city councillors had high praise for a beautiful plan to redevelop a section of the BC Parkway into a linear park, but there's no money in the budget for the long-term project. Councillors called the plan wonderful, exciting, and something we could all be proud of at a planning and development committee meeting April 9. The committee ultimately recommended council approve a high-level framework plan for the project. The plan would transform the Burnaby section of the 26-kilometer multi-use path running under the SkyTrain's Expo Line from a utility corridor into a vibrant linear park with interactive activities such as fitness circuits and pet play areas. But neither Burnaby's proposed five-year financial plan or its development cost charge program includes any funding for the linear park except $250,000 for interim street events and activities to generate hype for the project. According to a staff report, staff said the plan calls for substantial long-term investment. Still, the project presents a unique opportunity for potential partnerships with other levels of government, community groups, and/or private organizations, according to staff. The development, construction, and operation of a project like this could be funded through a diversified model leveraging public-private partnerships, nonprofit stewardship, corporate sponsorships and naming rights, developer contributions, government grants and community-driven initiatives, stated the report. Staff also suggested the city would have to be the parkway's eventual operator. The ultimate implementation of the plan would require a robust financial framework that minimizes the fiscal burden on the municipality, which can likely only be achieved through partnerships, the report said. At the planning meeting, Mayor Mike Hurley said there would be great interest in the project from some private businesses. I could see sections of this being sponsored by companies and things like that so as to keep down the cost as much as possible for our taxpayers, Hurley said. Burnaby has done two rounds of public engagement on the Parkway project, which informed the final framework plan. BC Hydro owns the land and will require the city to enter into a general land lease to use it, according to the report. Staff proposed the city enter into a memorandum of understanding with BC Hydro and TransLink, which has a master license agreement with BC Hydro for construction, operation and maintenance of the SkyTrain line within the Parkway corridor. The report said staff won't do any further planning for the BC Parkway Framework Plan as there is no funding available in the current financial plan. If council wants to start on any part of the plan, staff would report back with the required funding to support that work, according to the report. Council will vote on the framework plan at a meeting Tuesday, April 22. You can read the framework plan in the documents linked on the city's committee agenda page for April 9.